Sometimes during an assembly meeting, a member will just go ahead and ask the question that's on everyone else's mind. In this case, it was Peta Squiro. When the assembly took up the construction of a new UV disinfection facility, he asked, "I'd like for someone to remind me why we're doing this." That task fell to Environmental Superintendent Mark Buggins, who patiently explained that the system is necessary to meet federal drinking water standards.
It's a federal drinking water requirement to have a secondary barrier for pathogens, particularly protozoa.
Assembly members took that in, and then Esquiro asked, "So they'll cut us off if we don't do it?" Buggins answered,
Yeah. They'd be taking somebody to jail.
Who?
That's Assembly Member Phyllis Hackett.
The administrator.
Oh, or the city administrator or mayor.
That's city finance director, Jay Sweeney.
Realistically, that is a risk. Either the administrator or mayor could be arrested if we were in non-compliance.
I would like to see this pass, then.
And that's Deputy Mayor Matt Hunter, who's acting mayor while Mim McConnell is out of town.
As Pete mentioned, though, this is a federal mandate by the EPA for our drinking water, and even though we
that
have
federal mandate is called the Long-Term 2 Enhanced Surface Water Treatment Rule, or just Long-Term 2. It's aimed at reducing waterborne diseases. It basically requires any community that gets its drinking water from a surface water source, so a lake, river, or reservoir, to add an extra layer of protection against the microorganisms that can be found in those waterways. One main target is Cryptosporidium. It's a microscopic parasite that can cause gastrointestinal illness, so diarrhea or vomiting. Sitka currently disinfects its water with chlorine, but Cryptosporidium is resistant to chlorine. The new facility will use UV radiation to basically disrupt the DNA of microorganisms, making it impossible for them to reproduce so they can't infect anyone drinking the water. Funding for the project is coming from the State Department of Environmental Conservation. The city has received about $5.5 million in grants from the state, along with about $6.5 million in loans. The new facility will be located in the Gary Paxton Industrial Park. If all goes according to schedule, the contractor will break ground this fall and finish the project by August of 2015. And nobody will get arrested. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholz.